Have you ever had a dream and then had the opportunity of that dream coming to reality? In 2017, or 2018 actually, that came true for me. I had just acquired the very first IT company I worked for. I worked for an IT company in 1997 to 2002. I then built up two IT companies over the years until 2017, and I just acquired the first company I worked for, 2017 and 18. And at that stage, a friend of mine got in touch. Now, to set the scene a bit, I said, "Have you ever had a dream?" And I love skydiving, I love freediving, surfing, and a range of other activities. And can you imagine my joy and excitement when it all came together and someone said to me, "Do you want to buy an indoor wind tunnel and an indoor surfing wave and a bunch of other things?" And I never even believed that I'd be in a position to do that. I came from South Africa, and at my lowest point in the UK, I had £75 left to my name, and I didn't have a job. And to get to a point where I was in a position to even consider buying an adventure centre, was just it just blew my mind, and I was super excited. And quite often, when you're in that state, you can't see the wood for the trees. And in some respects, looking back now, this was honestly probably the worst time of my life and the best time of my life. And I say the worst time in my life because at one stage, in 2021, I found myself sitting at the top of a 130-foot tower, which was the wind tunnel, just getting ready to jump off because I'd had enough. I was done. And I say the best time of my life because I've never ever learned so much in all my years. I came out of being a managing director of three IT companies, which I was still running, by the way, and I came into this amazing opportunity that had been put in front of me, which was the Adventure Centre, Twinwoods Adventure, which is in Bedford. It had an indoor wind tunnel, so this is where you skydive inside. It had an indoor wave, it had a climbing wall, it had a hotel, it had a gym with a swimming pool, it had a soft play area, two restaurants. While we were there, we built two escape rooms as well. And it had a range of other things that went on through the process. And this journey, actually understanding that we were going to be able to get the money together, I got a group of enthusiastic friends together and literally we sold everything. We got mortgages, got all the money we could and put it together. And that was my first lesson, really, was if you really have to get rid of everything to buy into something, then you need to think hard about it. And when you think hard about it, you need to look at what you're buying, because unfortunately what we're buying was already fairly dilapidated. It was fair if you needed more maintenance, and there was a lot of fraud happening on the accounts, which was dictating that a lot of maintenance had been done and it hadn't. And I have to be pretty calm with myself and realizing when I look back, I only knew what I knew at that stage. So I made the best possible decision that I could do. So come day one, we take over. This is amazing. We were actually there for a little while before, and the plans started happening and everything was going. And so comes 2019, the marketing plan starts going, and I suddenly realized that within business, while businesses are all the same in some respect, businesses can be so very different in so many other respects. And when you're trying to run a gym, there's a different methodology for marketing, there's a different way that you're getting your revenue in, there's a different expectation from the clients. And all these things can be just marginally different from other things, but enough that you have to go and learn them. Then we talk about restaurants. That's a whole different game again. Hotels, whole different game. Soft play area, entirely different game again. So literally, instead of wearing one hat being the director of an IT company, I was wearing 25 different hats, being the marketer. I learned how to be a wind tunnel instructor. I learned how to be a surf instructor, climbing instructor, all of these things to enable me. I always believed that I should be able to do all of the jobs that my staff are able to do, And I've managed to maintain that for most of my business career. I have to be honest, in this case, I wasn't able to do that. It was just too wide. So comes the middle of 2019 and I'm busy sitting at my bar, because we had a bar as well as two restaurants. I'm sitting at my bar with the other investors. It's 8 o'clock in the evening and we just hear this pop. And some of the lights went out, and then all the lights went out. And I was like, what's going on? And what had happened at that stage was, unbeknownst to us, the outside power supply unit, so the power supply unit provided by Network Power, had blown up. This is those big things you see outside, those massive things with all the transformers and things, that had blown up. And we needed that power supply to run the wind tunnel. There was a backup power, but there wasn't enough to run the wind tunnel. So we lost 6 months worth of revenues from the wind tunnel, still having to pay for staff. We had 150 staff members at that stage, still having to do all of this. And we pushed as much as we could. We got a range of different things. We got the escape rooms working, and we were just about starting to make momentum. And the wind tunnel came back on again. At this stage, I was already much more in debt than I was before. But the lessons were coming thick and fast. I realized and I remember that at that stage I was getting further and further down this hole of understanding what I was capable of doing, what I wasn't capable of doing, which was probably the hardest, and trying to navigate all of these things. So we got to the end of the year, December, the power plant went on, and lo and behold, everything was working. Put money into the business again, got the marketing going, and we had some really good weekends coming up to Christmas, and things were looking pretty rosy. We got into the new year of 2020 at that stage, and everything was going quite well, January, February, and then suddenly in March, 20th of March 2021, it all went downhill. Obviously COVID happened. And everything was shut down. And I remember literally sitting in a corner, crying my ass out because I just didn't know what to do. I had no idea what to do. And eventually I dusted myself up, stood up, and I was like, okay, what is it that we can do? And we just created an escape room. And the escape room was called Morse Code. And people would come in and they'd get to, because we were a 1950s site and we had things that were happening around the war, we had the escape room where you could get in and work out the Morse code to stop an attack. And I thought to myself, what can we do? We didn't know at that stage. If you remember, in COVID, nobody really knew what was going on. The whole world was in turmoil. We didn't know where it was going. And I went through the process of thinking. I remember thinking to myself, well, what are people going to need? They're going to need to be able to have some entertainment. So how can I provide that? And because I was in the IT game, I was already familiar with Zoom. First of all, actually, I decided what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and create this escape room to work on WhatsApp. And so I got my team together and thought, I said to them, listen, guys, we need to do something. We can't sit here and do nothing. Even if we're stepping forward, at least we're going doing something. And we sat down, I said, I'd like to be able to take the escape room and to put it into virtual so we can deliver it to people at home. And they all thought I was stark raving mad. And so at this stage, we sat down, we started brainstorming. And strangely, at that time, nobody had heard of Zoom. I knew about Zoom because I was in the IT game and we used it to connect to clients' machines. But nobody else had really used Zoom. And it took us 3 weeks to work out that WhatsApp wouldn't work. And finally, we had a mobile phone that we put onto a chest-mounted thing, one of those things that the kids can look at the phone without holding it. And so we put a mobile phone on that, and we had an avatar in the escape room. And the avatar would walk around, then people would join onto Zoom, and he would join onto Zoom with a mobile phone, and they would literally give him instructions on what to do. So I'd say, okay, avatar, please go over here, look in that drawer. And so 3 weeks after COVID hit, we were able to launch this. And this was my my saviour. This was what I could see actually saving the company and allowing us to go forward. In hindsight, though, I don't think it ever would, because there were just so many expenses and so many things going on. You know, we missed all of the government grants because I'd amalgamated all the companies just before. There were separate companies and I'd amalgamated them. You know, you had to be a certain size to get the 50 grand grant. We had 12 companies in there. You know, if we had the £600,000 grant, we definitely would have been, you know, in a much better position. We didn't qualify for those because we were too big. So we dug into this. We started marketing. We marketed massively, and we started getting people biting. We started getting people saying, yes, okay, let's do this. So we did our first couple, and they went quite well. And suddenly, through LinkedIn and other mechanisms, we were selling, and we were on the ground, and we were running. And there was hope. And hope is always the thing that drives. If there's hope, you'll carry on. And as I went forward, and we're driving forward with this, and there's loads of stories in between this, there's a whole range of things in between this. But as we're going forward, we started selling. We had customers like Facebook and Google, and WhatsApp actually became a client. LinkedIn themselves was there with Teams. And we just had this amazing potential that was flowing. And at that stage, the government, what they were doing is they were saying, okay, we're going to come out of COVID now, you can stop now, and everybody can go again. We would then stop marketing this thing that was working and spend that money on marketing to open up again. And I think there were probably 5 or 6 different times we did this. In hindsight, if I just stayed doing that and just focused on that one thing, it would have made a massive difference. Yeah, and hindsight is a wonderful thing. So we went through the whole process, and we had teams selling, we had people coming in, we built another escape room. We then realized that we could actually build smaller escape rooms, and you know, we didn't have to have the same size if it was just one avatar going. So we built a range of small escape rooms. And you know, I was out going on the Facebook marketplace buying old stuff because it was all 1940s type of things. And we were driving forward, but all the time I was putting money into this and putting money into this and putting money into this. And at one stage, the pressure was mounting. I could see my IT companies potentially failing because I hadn't ring-fenced everything. And I knew I had to pull out, but I just couldn't, and I just kept on putting money in. And this really was probably the biggest lesson that I've ever learned, is that sometimes you have to know when to let go. You really have to know when it's time to say enough is enough. And yeah, even though I was doing the business operating system stuff, I knew I could see it. My passion wasn't letting me realize that this had failed. So I went through and carried on pushing. And by November 2021, I actually ended up in such a bad place, stress-wise, that I, as I said, almost committed suicide. Nearly jumped off the tower, 4 in the morning. Luckily, I'd been doing Wim Hof breath work, and I sat there and I did some breath work, and that just calmed me down enough that I didn't jump. If I hadn't done that, I don't know if I'd be sitting in front of you today. And then came back down again, but the stress was still just mounting and mounting and mounting. And yeah, to the point that I eventually found I had pain in my stomach. And I'd suffered from diverticulitis from years before, and I had this pain in my stomach. And I suddenly got way worse, and I was literally laying on my couch in my room, and I couldn't move. So I finally managed to actually pick up my phone and message somebody to come and help me. This was like 2 days in of this, and they came and helped me, took me to the hospital, and I'd burst my colon. Yeah. So during COVID, which nobody was allowed in hospital, I literally spent 11 days, you know, in the hospital on 3 different types of antibiotics. Luckily, didn't have to have surgery, and you know, managed to really, you know, get to a point where I was realizing that health was so important. Without my health, what did I have? Yeah, and I sat down and decided, okay, that it had to close. And I had to put my hands up and say that I was done. So I came out of the hospital. And at that stage, I was told, okay, there's not enough money to pay staff. You know, we need more money. And because I'd just been in basically getting it in, it was just expected of me. And I was like, no, sorry, that's done. The hardest thing I've ever done was to walk away from that. When your dreams die, then it really is quite difficult. And yeah, walked away and basically, yeah, decided that what I needed to do was take those lessons and learn from every single one of them. And it's taken me a number of years now to get myself back up. The IT company has almost had to close because of that. Luckily I had a good team that was working on them. It was all structured properly. It was all running effectively, and without me taking money out, they probably would have been in a much better position now. But more importantly, I learned lessons, and I learned so much. And this is stuff you can't learn in university. This is stuff you can only learn in the university of life. So I just wanted to really share that. The company did go bankrupt in the end, which if I'd done that a year and a half beforehand, the entire outlook would have been different. So sometimes you have to learn when to say no, when to give up, and when to take your lessons from life and put them into the history and move on with that extra knowledge.